Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having and see how much you could save.
Fine. President Biden says his plan to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is unlikely to survive as part of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package because of Senate rules. But he tells CBS Evening News he's not giving up on a hike, even if it's gradual.
I am prepared, as President of the United States, on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now, which is pain. Look, no one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage. And if you're making less than $15 an hour, you're living below the poverty wage.
Biden also says while he's not willing to negotiate the amount of relief checks called for in his plan, he is willing to compromise on who's eligible. The Supreme Court has ruled that California cannot ban indoor church services as part of efforts to stem the spread of the coronavirus. But as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, there are some caveats to the high court's orders.
The Supreme Court's ruling is a partial win for the churches that filed suit. It came with conditions. While the justices say California cannot enforce its ban on indoor worship, they're still allowing the state to limit indoor services to 25% capacity. And the state's restrictions on indoor singing and chanting still stand. Those staples of worship were restricted last summer. The court ruled in two lawsuits, one filed by South Bay United Pentecostal Church in Chula Vista, and the other by Pasadena's Harvest Rock Church in Harvest International Ministry, which has more than 160 churches statewide. The court's three liberals dissented, with Justice Elena Kagan writing that the court's decision risks worsening the pandemic. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The Department of Education is launching a new monthly survey to capture what is happening in kindergarten through 12 grade schools during the pandemic. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports the survey will provide data that's crucial for reopening schools.
Up to now, there has been no official source for understanding where schools are open or closed, how many hours of live instruction students are getting online, or just how unequal the access to learning has been over the past 11 months. Now, the National Center for Education Statistics says a new survey of 7,000 nationally representative schools across the country will answer all these questions and more. Data will be collected monthly for at least 5 months from February through
19. Dr. Anthony Fauci says masking is crucial.
2019, parents complained that he had used racist slurs, including executive editor Dean Bakke initially said he looked into it and felt dismissal was not warranted. On Friday, Bakke and managing editor Joe Kahn told the staff in a memo that racist language could not be tolerated in any context. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The New York Times lost another high-profile reporter, audio journalist Andy Mills, co-host of the podcast Caliphate. The Times editors criticized the podcast 2 months ago for alleged mistakes. Mills has also been accused of sexual harassment. He says his past mistakes were grossly exaggerated. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
A leaked policy paper suggests Boris Johnson is planning to sweep away controversial health reforms introduced by David Cameron and give the Health Secretary more direct control over NHS England. The draft document proposes a reduced role for the private sector and an end to the tendering system, which sometimes sees health groups competing against each other. Professor John Ashton, who's a former director of public health for North West England, said he was suspicious of any plan that gave new powers to politicians in London.
The deficit that we have since 2013 is local accountability. I was regional director of public health in the Northwest for 13 years, and we were accountable to our populations and our local MPs. This seems to be more centralization, and it seems very confusing.
10 people have died after an outbreak of coronavirus at a care home in Fife. More details from Alexandra McKenzie.
NHS Fife said 25 residents and 43 staff at Mossview Care Home in Lochgelly tested positive for the virus. In a statement, they said, sadly, 10 people died after contracting COVID-19, and our thoughts are with their loved ones at this difficult time. The health board said the home had now reopened after 14 days without a positive case. The board said it worked alongside the Fife Health and Social Care Partnership and Environmental Health to reduce further transmission.
Russian police have been searching the addresses of dozens of people suspected of having disrupted traffic during last month's demonstrations in St. Petersburg in support of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Railway and metro stations have been sealed off in anticipation of further protests this weekend. West Midlands police say a 25-year-old woman has been killed following a suspected attack by a dog who lived with her. They were called to her home in Birmingham yesterday afternoon. The dog, said to be a Staffordshire Cross, is to be put down. 30 beach huts have been broken into in Dorset and three others destroyed by fire. Officers were called in the early hours of the morning to Hengistbury Head near Christchurch, where the huts sell for up to £300,000. A 15-year-old boy from Bournemouth has been arrested on suspicion of arson and burglary. Football, and Aston Villa have moved up to eighth in the Premier League with a 1-0 victory over Arsenal. Following a home defeat earlier this week, the Villa manager Dean Smith said he was happy with the effort they'd put in today.
I thought we got away from that on Wednesday. People talking about us being a good team, you've still got to work hard and work hard for each other. We've got the quality to score goals within this team, as people have seen, but that was more like us. It was a really dogged display against a really good offensive team.
Rugby, and in the opening match of this year's Six Nations Championship in Rome, France have beaten Italy by 50 points to 10.
This is DW News live from Berlin. Myanmar's junta cuts off internet access amid protests against the military coup. Crowds of people took to the streets of the larger city Yangon on Saturday to denounce the army's takeover. Riot police blocked protesters using barricades and water cannon. Also coming up, hospitals push to breaking point in the Brazilian city of Manaus, where a more contagious variant of coronavirus has emerged. The country's top prosecutor opens an investigation of President Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic there. And before they head to warmer climes in Qatar, Bayern Munich sign off with a narrow win, extending their Bundesliga lead. We'll bring you all the action. I'm Rebecca Ritters. Welcome to the program. Myanmar's military junta has cut off internet access across the country amid growing protests against this week's coup.
What makes Fairway the most unique market in New York City? We provide
sounds from Myanmar this morning. Thousands of people are on the streets protesting against Monday's coup. The military seized control. They detained elected leader Aung
San on Saturday to denounce the military takeover. Riot police blocked the street.
The chairman of the Vaccines Task Force has said he's confident the UK will be able to offer coronavirus jabs to everyone over 50 by May. Dr. Clive.
Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service.
Which is going on around the country, and that doctors are refusing to work and civil servants have been refusing to work, and people have been signalling their anger and their unhappiness with an 8 o'clock protest.
Were about 50% lower among people who got two doses of the vaccine compared to those who weren't vaccinated. Because people who don't test positive are less likely to spread the virus, the researchers extrapolated from those data that the AstraZeneca shot can lower transmission of the COVID-19 virus.
A dark sweatshirt and a wry smile as he stood in a glass box in a Moscow courtroom this week and was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in a prison colony for failing to keep a parole appointment. "This is how it works," he said from behind the glass, "imprison one person to frighten millions." Lawmakers are busy this week working with and often against each other. Typical week in Congress. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Let's begin with this $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The budget plan was passed by the House and Senate this week. President Biden sounds like he wants to go ahead with it ASAP, but we would still be a ways from seeing any dollars, right?
Yes, it's a pity. We hear so much about $1,400 and speed. It depends on your definition of speed, Scott. What just happened was a crucial first step, but there are many more steps ahead. So it's going to be March sometime at best, because this is still a congressional process and it's not finished. It's just getting underway, really, with these initial votes in the House and Senate this week. And when they talk about reconciliation, they mean making a new set of spending laws work with existing laws. Mm-hmm. And that's a continuing process of negotiation, and it takes some weeks to work out.